I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A part of the world once synonymous with drought and starvation is facing another food crisis. 25 years ago, images of malnourished children in Ethiopia focused the world's attention and sympathies on East Africa. Today, a lack of rain, as well as political violence, again threaten the region with starvation. In a moment, we'll examine the causes of and responses to a recent African food crisis, and we'll consider the legacy of Green Revolution pioneer Norman Borlaug. But first, listen to this aid worker. He's just visited northern Kenya, where he and his colleagues saw some wrenching sights.
We saw an elderly lady just faint. She just passed out. Her thin body, frail hands. I remember going to where she was just to hold her hand. And I looked in her eyes, which were half shut. And I remember thinking to myself, does it really have to come to this? What can we all do to ensure that in our day and age, we do not see these kind of things?
That's Nicholas Wasuna in Nairobi, Kenya. He's a humanitarian advisor for the aid group World Vision. He and his colleagues witnessed the effects of the drought as soon as they began their mission.
Already we could see the carcasses of cows, donkeys, goats, and I was shocked when I saw the carcasses of camels as well, because this does show you the severity of this drought. These communities, they really rely on their livestock. We saw a lot of communities there that when I looked in their eyes, there was an emptiness, there was a despair. These kids were hungry, the women were hungry. Of note was the elderly people. They were also, their body was thin. You could easily see the ribs. Yeah, this was a real concern.
Are there people literally on the verge of starvation? Has anybody died yet?
No one's come to us specifically and reported a death due to a lack of food. We also have spoken with the government, and they don't seem to have any figures on death. But when we're talking about figures, we talk about 3.9 million pastoralists or agro-pastoralists are in need of food. But this crisis also goes wider than just the arid regions. It also goes into urban centers. In Kenya, for example, there are 2.5 million people in urban centers that need food assistance. And we also have some people which are still displaced by the post-election violence. And these are about 100,000 people who still need food assistance.
So what brought this about, Nicholas? I mean, how much is it due to political unrest, the ethnic conflict that you mentioned in the post-election violence? And how much is it due to just bad rains for the last 2 years?
I think everyone can cite climate change as one of the factors. But actually, if we start working backwards, we can see in places like northern Kenya, the infrastructure is just so poor. These are areas that have never been prioritized in terms of infrastructural development. Getting there by road could take 2 or 3 days. A pastoralist community in northern Kenya who are looking for a market for their livestock, it would take a businessman 3 days in a lorry to get to northern Kenya. By the time he gets there, the quality of the livestock, the body condition is poor, so the price will be poor. A meager sum that can hardly buy cereal for the food.
There is some suspicion that rains will arrive in October, but do you think that would bring any relief? I mean, a big rain at the end of the growing season seems a little too much too late.
Some areas are flood prone, and we're already preparing to respond to communities where there might be flooding episodes. But normally, in places like Turkana in the north, we see that the rain really helps the grass to grow so that animals can start to graze again. But the future trends are there will be more droughts, there will be more episodes of flooding. We're expecting an El Nino to be coming from October. Then we'll go back to a series of droughts again. So this will become what we're calling the new norm.
Nicholas Wasuna is a humanitarian advisor for the aid group World Vision. He joined us from Nairobi, Kenya. Greatly appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.